Hello everyone and welcome to the Corporate Readiness Podcast, a podcast exclusively for MBA students. Organizations prefer to hire competent candidates. If you want to groom yourself to be a competent candidate so that companies can hire you, you first need to understand the concept of competency. And that's what we will discuss in this episode. In today's episode, we will discuss about understanding the concept of competency and what does it mean to be a competent candidate. Hello everyone, I'm Jayashree, your corporate readiness expert on a mission to help a million students to be corporate ready. I hope you have your book and pen handy to take notes, so let's begin. Let us first understand what is a competency. A competency is an underlying characteristic of a person which enables him or her to perform well in a given job. Let me explain with an example. Have you ever seen an image of an iceberg? What is unique about the iceberg? What's unique about the iceberg is that only 1/10 of it is visible above the water level. 90% of its mass is below the water level. Human personality is similar to the iceberg. While assessing a candidate, interviewers often ask questions to assess our qualities like knowledge and skills. For example, about your functional knowledge, say what is your specialization, and if you have done any project, then they try to assess your skill. However, what is difficult to assess is attitude. And attitude is what defines us as a person. So competency comprises of our attitude, skill, and knowledge, usually abbreviated as ASK. A for attitude, S for skills, and K for knowledge. So knowledge and skill are above the water level, which are relatively easy to assess, whereas attitude is that underlying factor which is deep-rooted in us in the form of our personality, which is difficult to assess. Now these days, there is another component which has been added to the definition of competency, which is habit. So the new definition of competency is KASH, which is K-A-S-H, K for knowledge, A for attitude, S for skills, and H for habit. So let's understand what each of these mean. Let's begin with knowledge. Knowledge is about how to do things. Knowledge is theoretical in nature. It could comprise of our awareness about a particular topic. For example, knowledge about an organization, its products, its market position, the challenges that it is facing. So there are various ways in which you can acquire this knowledge. You can do a research, you can have formal education, you can read newspapers, magazines, journals, blogs, articles, or you can interact with learned people from that field to gain knowledge. Now, knowledge is the first step of a competency. We first gain knowledge, the basic knowledge of how to do something before we attempt the task. So it's the fundamental aspect. If you don't have the requisite knowledge, you won't get the job. And even if you get it, you won't be able to perform that effectively. So that's about knowledge. Now, moving on to skill. What does skill mean? Skill is how well you can do things. It is the mastery over a subject which you gain through practical application of knowledge. You must have heard of that famous proverb, knowledge that is not applied is useless tinsel. That's exactly what the corporates follow. They're not just looking for your bookish knowledge, but they're also looking at the practical application of it. Are you able to relate the concepts that you have read in your course to the practical application in the industrial life? So you need to have the ability to perform a given task with absolute precision within a given time. So that's what is skill. Skill is the ability to perform a given task with absolute precision within a given timeline. Now, skill is developed through practice. You hone your skill over the years of experience that you gain, and you hone it through on-the-job coaching. For example, if you have a four-wheeler, a car, knowing about accelerator, brake, clutch, and gears in a vehicle is knowledge. If I give you the keys of the vehicle and ask you to drive from point A to point B, will you be able to do it? That depends only on the fact whether you know how to drive or not. So knowing about various parts of a vehicle is knowledge, whereas the ability to drive is the skill. So I hope now you're able to relate what is knowledge and what is skill. Now, what does attitude mean? Attitude is the outlook and the perspective that an individual develops over a period of time. It includes your feelings, emotions, values, beliefs. It manifests itself in the form of a behavior that is visible to others. Now, attitude is impacted by various factors. It depends on the environment in which you were brought up, the kind of relationships that you have had with your parents, with your siblings, the environment that you were part of, the nurturing that you have had. So all these impact your attitude. Attitude also includes motivation. If you have positive motivation, it will reflect, you will have positive thoughts, it will reflect in your behavior. Behavior in turn reflects in our actions. So we will have positive, we will do positive actions, and thus we will have positive results. So positive actions lead to positive results, which means our performance is affected positively. Whereas if you have negative thoughts, it will reflect in our behavior negatively, our actions will be negative, and then our performance also will be negative. So, attitude helps you to leverage your knowledge and skills to perform at the workplace. While knowledge and skill can be learned, attitude is inherent and can only be developed. So, attitude is something, how you come across as a person while carrying out the task. So, it is very important that you focus on the kind of attitude that you display, the kind of thoughts you get, because your thoughts are reflected in your behavior and your actions. You may not realize it, but it is very evident to others. Now, what does habit mean? Habits are those things which come automatically to us, what we repeatedly do and consistently do without any effort. So it is those aspects of a behavior that reflect in our day-to-day life. Habits take time to develop. Normally, it takes 21 days. However, once they are developed, they are usually difficult to break. So it is very important that we develop habits that are conducive for a successful and stress-free life. What is interesting is that for every role in an organization, there are predefined competencies. It comprises of the knowledge, skill, and attitude that a candidate must possess to perform well. So whenever you go for an interview, in an interview, you are assessed for the competencies. If the other person taking the interview is someone who has gone through proper interviewing skills training, the person will definitely assess you on your competencies. Hence, to do well in an interview, you need to have an understanding of the knowledge, skills, and attitude expected for that role. So if you want to learn more about the topics which will help you to be corporate ready, I welcome you to join my VIP Facebook group, which has fellow MBA students across India. And in the group, we share blogs, podcasts, students ask their queries, we help each other to learn and grow. I will share the link of my group in the description. I would be happy to have you as part of my group. And if you would like to learn more about how to identify competencies for a role and prepare yourself to be corporate ready, please join me in my next live webinar. I will share a link in the description. You can register for the same. I also look forward to your valuable feedback, and I look forward to hearing from all of you. Please share your comments. If you have any questions, you can write to me. Please check out my website, which is www.bjayashree.com. I've given the link in the description. You can reach out to me through the website. There is an email ID mentioned there, or there's a contact form. You can fill that and reach out to me. You could let me know what are the topics that you would like to learn more about so that I could record my future podcast on the same. So now that you know the concept of competency, I'm sure you understand what it takes to be a competent candidate. So if you have all these competencies, that is the requisite knowledge, attitude, skill for a particular role, that is when you're called competent. So you've understood the concept of competency. Now you know what does it mean to be a competent candidate. So all the best for your future and to prepare yourself to be corporate ready. Till then, happy learning. See you in the next podcast. Thank you so much.